other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Often imitated, unfortunately, never duplicated. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here live for the next 3 hours. Have several important guests that are going to be joining us. First off, in about 30 minutes, the group that discovered these giant billboards in Los Angeles, that is a group that pointed out what they were doing and what they were saying, and brought it to the public's attention, William Geen, the president of Americans for Legal Immigration Reform, PAC. And, of course, they then sent the photos to WorldNet Daily and others. What billboard are we talking about? No, not the Clear Channel billboards that say George W. Bush, our leader. Looks like something out of Soviet Russia, or out of North Korea today, or out of Saddam's Iraq. No, this is Clear Channel, as I talked about yesterday, with a gigantic billboard, and now it's being reported that there are a bunch of these billboards that say Los Angeles, with California crossed out and Mexico in giant red letters. And this illustrates so much. Why is the Fortune 500? Why is Wall Street? Why is the establishment for breaking up this country and turning people against each other? In the Roman handbooks on controlling slaves, you've got to balkanize them within your own empire to manipulate and control them. Divide and conquer. It's just that simple. I mean, Brzezina Brzezinski talks about it in the Grand Chessboard when he calls us slaves. And they know that most people aren't going to read Roman history books written at the time. They're not going to read one of the heads of the Trilateral Commission has to say. And people are just going to go along with this. Well, I'm not going to put up with it. And I wanted to give listeners a chance to respond to this type of anti-American propaganda from the very people that bring you Lord Limbaugh, who then gives you disinfo and tells you the National ID card bill will stop illegals, when it actually puts one more major piece in the program of total amnesty. One large step closer to total legalization of anyone globally coming to this country. The neocons are just the most deceptive, weasel-like creatures you could even imagine. Well, that's insulting to weasels. I shouldn't say that. But that's just some of what's coming up. I got a whole stack of important news here today. And I'm going to have each one of these guests only on for about 15 minutes, so we have time to take all of your calls and cover all the news. In the second hour, at the start of the second hour, I've got a state rep who sponsored and helped pass this bill in Florida saying that if somebody comes in your house, you're allowed to kill them. Well, I don't even understand why they need a bill to do that. I mean, that's already the law in every state in the union. At least it was the law. The federal government and others have been trying to change that. So we'll find out exactly why they passed this, quote, controversial law. I guess it's because police over and over again and district attorneys continue to indict people who shot knife-wielding or gun-wielding or baseball bat-wielding thugs in their homes. It's amazing. We don't want to become like England where you defend yourself as you're being stabbed and you get more prison time than the stabber. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are on this live Wednesday edition, 8 minutes and 30 seconds into this transmission against tyranny. I'm your wartime broadcaster in the fight against the New World Order. I don't really want to start the broadcast with this, but it needs to be done. It needs to happen. This is from the Drudge Report. Bush asked about gay splash day beach party. President Bush raised eyebrows on Tuesday when he asked locals in Galveston, Texas, do you still have Splash Day? Splash Day is the annual adult-oriented enormous beach party celebration on the Gulf Coast. Bush, do you still have Splash Day? Laughter. Bush, you have to be a baby boomer to know what I'm talking about. Laughter. Bush, I'm not saying whether I came or not on Splash Day. I'm just saying, do you still have Splash Day? Bush was unaware Splash Day is now a fully gay and lesbian event on the beaches, on the Texas beaches. Folks, I have weighed talking about this and getting into this. And there was an article in GQ a month ago that got into this. And the headline of the article was, you know, you basically got to be, to paraphrase, You've got to be, quote, gay to be in the Bush cabinet. And people wonder why these different governors, when 90-plus percent of people in the states are against the electronic toll roads and the tracker chips in your cars, they wonder why they just say, we don't care, we're doing it. I mean, in the past, they listened. It's because of blackmail, predominantly, not just campaign contributions. And Bush, it is well known, is a member of Skull and Bones, and it, from very good sources, it has been confirmed that they do engage in homosexual rights at Skull and Bones. And Bohemian Grove, the adult offshoot of this, by adult, people say, well, they're seniors, 21, 22 years old, they get tapped at the end of their junior year, they're young men, it's just a fraternity. Why, Bush wouldn't be a member of it today. No, just his father and his father and then his father-in-law of that grandfather. You can claim that it's just a fraternity, but when they're old men, they go to Bohemian Grove, and I've got the Washington Times, I've got Parade magazine, Spy magazine, the New York Daily News, the New York Post, the San Francisco Chronicle, the San Jose Mercury, the Sacramento Bee, the Santa Rosa Democrat, the Monterio Bohemian, that's what the newspaper's called. I mean, I have a giant file where they just come right out and admit how the jets land, the top gay porn stars get off, the $1,000, if it was back in the 80s, $2,000 an hour now, male prostitutes, the creme de la creme, flying in from Europe, flying in from Latin America, flying in from New York, L.A., Chicago, and man, they just load them up on buses with the Secret Service, and they just take them on in. And there waiting for them is Henry Kissinger and the whole pack. It's disgusting. And yes, the female prostitutes are bussed in, though not at the same level, flown in and then bussed in, and they're kept in some of the local hotels in Monterio, about a mile away from the Bohemian Grove. And that's in the mainstream media reports as well. But the men that have that taste have to leave the Grove and drive their cars into town. And I've been there during the festivities. I was inside for 5 hours in 2000, and I've been outside the encampment. And I mean, there's so many female prostitutes outside in the small town, it'll make your head spin. And inside, you know, people ask, Alex Jones, how were you able with Mike Hansen to sneak into the Bohemian Grove when you were 27 years old, 31 now, and Mike was, I guess, about 37 or so. How were you able to sneak in there when the average age is probably about 65, when every other news reporter has been caught, when TV crews have been caught and arrested? How were you able to? Well, God was on our side, and we were calm and confident. But quite frankly, the way we got snickered at and approached by the Secret Service and others, and the way they laughed at us and smirked at us, I was a lot better looking in 2000 than I am now. I was about 35 pounds lighter, pretty darn good looking. And Mike Hansen's not a bad looking guy either. And the way the old men were talking to us and stuff, and you know, inviting us here and there, and of course we would just move on and try to keep moving until it got dark and we could film the ritual. They thought we were fresh meat. And I never had the intention of, when I was sneaking in there, I never really made that connection. Because I hadn't researched Bohemian Grove that much at the time. I mean, I'd probably read 20 news articles about it. That was really all that existed. And a lot of them did mention that the AIDS problem in the 80s there and the male prostitutes, but I still wasn't putting two and two together. But you got Bush, folks, splash day. If you live in Texas, you go to the Texas beaches. I've been going there my whole life.
for at least 15 years. Splash Day has been a completely gay and lesbian event. And it was always a semi-gay and lesbian event. I mean, a lot of people go down to the coast. I go to the coast three or four times a year, and you'll know if you're down there at Splash Day, especially if you go to Galveston. Because, you know, the people that are going down there get pretty wild. And it's not the best time for families to go to the beach. Well, Bush is making his little smirks, his little jokes about it. Splash Day 15 years ago, back when I was in high school, I'd say maybe 30-40% of it was heterosexual. Now it's completely homosexual. And you know, if you're down at the beach during Splash Day, even 15 years ago, you know, there's people all over the place. You'll get hit on left and right. Women that were going down there at the time, back when it was still heterosexual to a certain extent, it's just wild. So regardless, Bush is talking about basically, hey, how's the sex party going? You still have Splash Day? Because when you go to the beach for Splash Day, you're going there, unless you go there inadvertently and don't know, and you know, just go, why is everybody acting like this, or why are there all these parties on the beach? You go there, you know what's going on. You know it is for wild sex. So regardless, Bush knows it's for wild sex, and he knows full well it's about homosexual sex. Because clearly George W. Bush is bisexual. Clearly. And we've been getting the reports of this for years, and they just continue to get confirmed, which Sherman Skolnick has documented and others. I mean, we've got Jeff Gannon, regardless of who he really is, in the hardcore porn publications online, a male prostitute, a madam running male prostitutes with the highest level CIA security clearance that ABC News anchors don't get. You've got him being given his authorization by Karl Rove. You've got him there at all hours. I've got the articles from the 80s. Callboy Network given midnight tour of White House, underage callboys. Well, call that what it is, pedophilia. Barney Frank gets caught with the underage callboys, 15, 16, in his penthouse. A callboy ring being run out of his, pedophile ring being run out of his palatial penthouse. Didn't get in trouble. These people are allowed to commit crimes right out in front of us. And they get to walk around in their little purple ties and the rest of it and sit up there and be our governors and push toll roads when none of us want it. Because if they don't, it'll all just come out. It'll all come out. That's why you have got to basically compromise yourself one way or the other to be able to join this mafia organization. And with Clinton, he was being blackmailed with women by the Israelis and others. That's clear. But with Bush and his whole crew, they're being blackmailed with their propensity for wanting to have sex with members of the same sex. It's unbelievable, but it's really true. And I know it's true. I mean, if you live here in Austin, you really know it's true. And I'm sick of it. I'm tired of this pack of phony Christians, perverts, running around trying to destroy my country while on their off time they're worshiping Lucifer and having sex with male prostitutes. I'm tired of it, and I just thought I'd talk about that. Now, Bush knows full well what Splash Day is, and perhaps now you will be ostracized from your church, you will be kicked out of your Baptist church if you are not homosexual. Because, again, everything Bush does is of the Lord. Everything he does is of God. So lying must be of the Lord, being a homosexual must be of the Lord. The point is they're complete hypocrites.
Thank you. Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll-free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
You know, I've got all this really serious news, and I just spent 12 minutes on Bush and his pack of pervert hypocrites. I mean, this is important because this is how the globalists control their minions. This is how they've got a total Trump over them. And if they don't play ball and follow orders, suddenly the controlled media starts going, male prostitutes, And then suddenly Bush and his minions all get right back in line. And it's the same thing with governors smattered around the country. And I'm tired of it. That's why you don't want to be corrupt. That's one of the big reasons. So you cannot be compromised. And isn't it just classic that there they are up there always on their soapboxes about being moral, but in their true actions, it's the opposite. I mean, Bush, if you look at the judges he's appointing, rabid pro-abortion. I mean, his attorney general doesn't even want to have the parents have the authority to tell their 12-year-old not to have an abortion or to even be informed of it. They're 12-year-olds. But I actually hear Christian talk radio imply that Bush may actually be some type of disciple. He may be a prophet. He's of the Lord. Yeah, and Beelzebub's of the Lord then. I mean, it's amazing. I'm speechless. And GQ a few months ago had this picture of Bush doing this effeminate pose, which he does a lot, and then asked the question, you know, do you have to be gay to be a member of the Bush administration? And it goes just short of saying Bush is a homosexual. I mean, it comes a millimeter from it. A millimeter from it. You got to ask yourself, why are they bringing this out? And right at the point it was about to come out, Bush released those tapes. Oh, I did drugs and things. I can't be mean to the gays. I've sinned too, in case that came out. See, I've sinned. I'm not. See how they're already trying to hedge their bets in case somebody wants to drop that on them? Anybody they allow in as president at that level has got dirt on them, masses of dirt. And generally, it's dirt concerning some individual issue. I mean, they couldn't go after Bill Clinton for missile secrets to the communist Chinese and supercomputers and nuclear reactors in North Korea. Yes, he lifted the barriers, but it was Bush's buddies, the James Bakers and the Donald Rumsfelds of the world, that were making the money off the transfers and actually doing the deeds. So Kenneth Starr, whose law firm represents Hutchinson Wampo, the merchant marine of the Chi-Coms, he wasn't about a special prosecutor to go after Clinton on any real substantive issue. The Republican House that had some good people in it who were trying to get Clinton, and trying to get him out of office and impeach him, they were never allowed to go after real issues because the big substantive issues were connected to the Republican leadership as well. Because at that level, it's all the same group. No, it had to be a dress. A stain on a dress. Why did Monica keep that? Because she was a Foreign Intelligence Service agent. That's even come out in mainstream news. Her connections to it. And Bill Clinton, a sex addict. Multiple women per day, enjoyed raping women as well, a true animal, he had a lot of the same tastes that the Grovers have. A lot of them like to get violent. He didn't get violent with her, but he did clearly get violent with a lot of other women. I've interviewed him. But that's all just ignored, too. They didn't even go far enough with that. And then once Bill Clinton left office, George Bush blocked all the investigations that protected him, and now he's a surrogate member of the family. A member of the Bush crime family. That's exactly what he is. That's exactly what he's doing. All right, we got a guest coming up to talk about Clear Channel and these La Reconquista billboards. And then we'll get into Gallup poll. 50% of Americans now say Bush deliberately misled them on WMDs. Well, I mean, why don't 100% of you know that? Were HIV-positive foster kids used as guinea pigs? Well, I don't get how that's a question. The BBC, New York Daily News, I mean, it's admitted. They're actually killing children. But we'll, your government, yeah. They'll come to a family and say, we're taking your 8-year-old, let us test on them, sign these forms, or I'm taking your 2-year-old. And these poor black and Hispanic mothers, predominantly, that's who they mainly target. Just give them the older child. They kill them. They murder them. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
so what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The last 5 years, we probably posted several dozen mainstream news articles from the United States and England. It's the same pattern everywhere, where the government comes and takes healthy children and tests pesticides, medications on them. I've got scores of articles where they do it in the prisons, but predominantly Texas prisons are really bad, out in Huntsville area of East Texas. And they just are admitting that, okay, we take healthy children and give them pesticides, and sometimes they die, and that's just what CPS does. And then no one gets indicted, no one goes to jail, nothing happens. It's like our troops, where they experiment on them with experimental vaccines. It's illegal to force someone to take that. I mean, this is the mindset of the people running things, so that's coming up. And, of course, your phone calls. Right now I've got William Gein on, president of Americans for Legal Immigration, and they've got their political action committee. And yesterday, WorldNet Daily came out with this article, L.A. Now Mexico, billboard for TV newscast, has California crossed out, nation's name added, Mexico. And big old billboard, and I'm getting reports, there's more of these billboards. This billboard in Los Angeles is 005216. 005216. And again, Clear Channel has the neocons on the radio decrying open borders, but saying Bush has got a plan to fix it, which is blanket total amnesty. Yes, that will fix it. There won't be any more illegal aliens. And I've used the example of the analogy of we legalize murder and then change its name to love. And then we can say there's no more murder in America because we just say it doesn't exist anymore. That is the same level of deception here. And the neocons tell you, oh, this new national ID card will stop illegals. Actually orders the states to accept their consul matriculus. It actually gives us much of the amnesty plan. The neocons are out saying the evil liberals want to stop our bill. Oh, they want to enable the illegal aliens. No. Bush is the one out there saying that the Minutemen are these evil vigilantes. But for all the Reconquista people out there that are listening, reconquer the Southwest. Number one, it was never the Aztecs, as you say, the La Reconquista groups like to claim. And if it belongs to anybody, it belongs to the native indigenous tribes that were here. And that's certainly not any of the tribes that were in southern North America or in what is Mexico today, the Aztecs and others, the Mayans. But it was Ford Foundation money. And we have the actual Ford Foundation grants from the early 60s that formed Mecha and La Raza and others, but particularly Mecha. And it's got the same ideology as the white supremacist and all the other groups, but it's protected and the media says it's okay. It's the same MO. We are the supreme race. They actually say that. We are the supreme race. Should be able to have the entire planet. We are the best. We are the God race. And strangely enough, it says the same thing Louis Farrakhan says, that aliens created them. Seriously, this is taught in major colleges and funded by the Ford Foundation, which is basically the U.S. government. And it's the same thing that the Nazis said they descended from gods and that they were a mythical race. And it's just the same M.O. And I just want to point out to the La Raza and Metro crowds that you are funded by New York. You are funded by the globalists. I mean, why is Clear Channel having giant billboards that say Los Angeles, California, across town, and Mexico written over it? They're playing to that. And joining us again is William Gein. Mr. Gein, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about how your group discovered these billboards and what you've heard from Clear Channel or what the latest developments are, please.
Well, I need to state up front that Americans for Legal Immigration PAC, our main focus is on the U.S. Congress and Senate and congressional and Senate campaigns. We're a political action committee, and we believe that 2006 is going to change the nature, behavior, and face of the U.S. Congress on this issue. Because it will be the year of the illegal immigration issue. That being said, we have supporters and activists that work very hard around our website. We don't run just a forum for people to vent, and our forums share information and news, and we're training activists and volunteers to, research and actually take action on issues. And a couple nights ago, I received an email with a photo attached to it. I wrote back. I said, "Where did you get this?" He said, "I took it." He explained he drove down the highway in Los Angeles on the way to work and he had noticed more and more of the billboards were in Spanish as time progressed, and he caught something out of the corner of his eye and just refused to believe that he had actually seen what he thought he saw. So on Sunday of last week, he claims he rode back by, slowed down, saw the sign was real, went home, got a digital camera, took the photo and sent it to us, I guess, Sunday or Monday night, at which point I put it up on the website as a unconfirmed and turned our activists loose on it, and we confirmed that Clear Channel does own the billboard and that they rent it to some ad agency. And then we had other people write in saying they had seen the billboard and versions of the billboard in English. When we had
that's the reports, and I've now got some other articles here saying that these billboards are now popping up all over.
Well, and I just got a call from a KABC TV in Los Angeles. The billboard is real. We announced that it was. I have a leadership directory in the immigration reform movement. I sent it to them at first, and I sent them a follow up saying this is no hoax. Please circulate and distribute. And what our activists do is we're building a network between talk radio show hosts and bloggers and website owners and just people who forward emails all around the country to increase sort of a emergency broadcast system and the immigration reform movement, and we put that on the our informal.
No, you're right, sir. It is a war, and that's what we, the real media, the new media, the rebel media, are doing.
Black market news. People shouldn't have to come to us to get this news, but they do. The mainstream,
hey, listen,
the
there's
media,
a reason the newspapers and TV, TV's lost 45%, newspapers 60-plus percent, the plunge is accelerating. People are leaving them. They're tired of being lied to.
Well, it's like a virus that people catch, because once people realize what they haven't been told, they'll never trust some of the traditional media sources again.
That's it. It's very addictive.
Exactly. So,
I'm one of the leading addicts.
Well, look, you know, Los Angeles belongs to the United States of America. And even if that ad was meant tongue-in-cheek in some form or fashion...
Believe me, it's not.
Well, a lot of people aren't taking it as tongue-in-cheek, and there's no response from the station that put that up that says, your city, your team, or your city, your station, and it's addressing Mexico, your city, in Spanish. So,
yeah, it says your city. Tune in to Channel 62, and it says this is Mexico. We cover the news of Mexico,
well,
Los Angeles, Mexico.
Who signed the deed transfer? I want to know, you know, I want to know what I'm seeing that alarms me the most, and it doesn't matter whether you're a Republican or Democrat or third party, is that we're seeing things happen before legislation is signed. We're seeing an inversion of the process. Trade deals and things like that and laws that are obeyed and enforced and not, those are supposed to happen legislatively through the representatives in Congress and the president. And then they happen. What we're seeing is things happen and being made fait accompli, and then the lawmakers are asked to sign off.
No,
on
you're
it
right. Under the
done.
Under the free trade area of the Americas, I mean, it's in the legislation. It's the end of America. We actually go into a Pan-American Union, and the neocon talk show hosts will not alert their listeners to it.
Well, we're getting there. We're getting there. It's FTAA and CAFTA. You have to understand incrementalism. That news will get there. We're getting there. At least the nation is finally starting to have a discussion on this issue. Now, I know that a lot of people out there that are worried sick about this issue are very discouraged. They're like, you know, we're blocked on the left and we're blocked on the right, and these people are calling the shots. And there's something I want people to understand. In my opinion, and trust me, to be a supporter of Alec Back, you do not have to share my opinion, because we have a very diverse range of people with different views. But in my opinion, one of the things that has preserved America and kept it the great nation that it is a series of populist movements. And by populist, I mean forget about your partisanship. In the 1930s, it was a Democrat populist movement set up the Roosevelt. I know a lot of people don't like FDR, but, you know, it did set up the political paradigm that lasted decades.
The point is, you're talking about major shifts, and you're saying the foundation of the new shift is immigration.
I'm saying that we're in a position that our forebears faced in the Great Depression, and before that, at the turn of the century, with like Teddy Roosevelt and trust busting, when the average people are suddenly confronted with something that happens in history.
Well, I would use the example of 1776.
Well, we can keep on going back. But the truth of the matter is that without going to that level, at the turn of the century and after the Great Depression, a large consensus of American citizens took action civically to correct major imbalances in how the country was being run. About 100 years ago, it was the railroads, not the gas pumps. And we're at the same position. I truly believe we're in the same position. And the reason I'm telling people about this is because I want people to be encouraged, because the American spirit has triumphed each time.
Well, let me just add this. 87% of Americans in major polls are against open borders. 68% of Hispanics. But the media acts like all Hispanics want to destroy America, want La Reconquista, and then acts like that's good and normal. It is the establishment media trying to get Mexicans to have this idea and to have this view, so other Hispanics go, yeah, I better go along with this. I have Hispanic friends who tell me that illegal aliens will come up and yell at them and say, how dare you not speak in Spanish only? How dare you not be for La Reconquista? But it is actually a minority of radical Hispanics that are for this, funded by the Ford Foundation, supported by Bush and the Democrats, and we're everybody knows that we've already got 30 million illegals here. I mean, and it's not just the Hispanics; it's the Chinese, the Russians. We always talk about Hispanics because they're the biggest group. They're all coming here. They're driving the wages down. The economy's falling apart. They're not taking jobs that Americans won't do. That's garbage. This country is shutting down. And then we get the IMF World Bank documents where they say this is part of the plan. So if the people are against it, if it's constitutional to control the borders and kick these illegals out, but the Republicans and Democrats ignore the will of the people and the Constitution.
Well, let me tell you what I have started saying to people that give me that rhetoric that you're aware of as well, that Americans won't do these jobs. I'm like, first of all, spare me your lazy American speeches. I don't want to hear any more lazy American speeches. Study after study shows that out of the industrialized nations of the world, Americans work longer and harder and more productively than anybody else on this planet. I don't want to hear it. Secondly, maybe we do have some problems in our low-skill workforce, but did it ever occur to anybody that a big chunk of those problems are the drugs that illegal aliens and the gangsters that bring them bring into our country as well? One of the reasons our low-skilled workforce, white, black, and Latino, is having trouble getting the job done is a lot of them are on crack. Everybody knows how systematic and endemic the drug problem has become. And a big portion of it is coming from Central and South America, and everybody knows
it. No, you're absolutely right.
Connect the dot. Now, the Congressional Quarterly just talked to me, and he said, what would you say to the people who say that, you know, if we made these people legal and they paid into the system and blah, 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 blah.
That's the Bush amnesty.
Right. I said, well, I think that's a good idea. As long as we're willing to legalize the other things that the smugglers are bringing in as well, such as the drugs, the assault weapons, and the rocket launchers,
and the little girls and little boys,
child sex slaves. Let's just make it all legal. And also, any lawmaker that's thinking about this, I want them to practice a real world exercise and find a street in a city, walk down the block 2 or 3 days in a row, handing out $5 bills. Tell me what it's like on the fourth day. Tell me how many people swarm you. On the fourth day, you don't reward lawlessness. You don't reward behavior that you want to discourage. If you have a problem with aggressive panhandling in your community, walk down there and hand out cash a couple days, see how it goes. They'll be waiting on you next time.
Well, I cut my finger off, and I went to the hospital, and the illegal aliens went right past me because they know they don't have insurance. They've been ordered to take care of them, but people that have insurance get treated like garbage.
If the American couch potato, as they call us, the aging white American, 20 pounds overweight crowd, doesn't get off the recliner, doesn't put down the remote and the mouse, and pick up the phone, and come to the table with time and money and energy, we're done. We are done.
I don't think people travel to the third world. We are going to become the third world. That's the official plan. They don't want a middle class in this. Look, I've had the head of the Border Patrol on, the head of the union. He said it is a new world order. It is to destroy our sovereignty. That is the plan. Anybody who's researched this knows it. And here's my last question for you, Mr. Gein. We'll fire out your website a couple times and tell folks how to support your wonderful organization.
Thank you, sir.
We've got these billboards going up. The establishment is behind this. The neocons are pushing this. How do we get the message across to people that the establishment wants this? And just any other comments about this disgusting billboard? I mean, it should be removed. It is traitorous.
First thing people have to do, you might have some first-time listeners or people hearing this for the first time, you got to tie into the black market news economy. If you don't have a web connection, get one, or find a talk radio station or a local cable station or a cable show that runs once a week that you can depend on to get this news. Find the news, inform yourself. Second, forward that information. Tell people you work with. Go to family members. Go to friends. Go to your neighbors.
The power of taking action is unstoppable.
Look, you got to go to people you know and say, look, I didn't want to believe this horse malarkey, but it's true. It's absolutely true. This is what President Martine of Canada says. European Union, yes. It's not some tinfoil hat conspiracy. It is true. And well, what are we going to do? I can't deal with it. It's too horrific. What do? We do what our forebears did. They got off the couch. They got involved in a civic way. And they used the system, or what remains of the system. Because here in North Carolina, they just tried for in-state tuition for illegal aliens.
I know.
That's on the run. I declared that a dead political duck last night.
Well, look at Orrin Hatch. He wants to give more tuition to illegals than citizens get.
We can win this fight. We won it before. We're going to preserve our nation. We can do it.
Give us the website.
www.alipac.us. It's alipac.us.
Hey, let's stay there. I got one more question for you on the other side. This billboard, folks, they're announcing, this is Mexico.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Corporations openly saying they're going to deindustrialize and turn America into at least a second world nation. The middle class is their enemy, regardless of what color you are. They're going to use slave labor from China, millions of people working in these private prisons, and the illegal aliens to drive the wages down to nothing. The race to the bottom. They laugh about it and say, you've had too much freedom and too much money far too long. Then you'll go to the government and beg for whatever jobs they'll give you or the corporations will give you that'll be in these new sectors of the economy that are, quote, homeland security, that watch and spy on the American people but leave the borders wide open. talking to William Gein, president of Americans for Legal Immigration PAC, and his group, of course, first reported and exposed these billboards put up by Clear Channel, same folks that put up giant billboards saying, our leader, George W., like we're North Korea or something. Just classic, the neocon controllers out there pushing and selling us. And I want to, again, reach out to the La Reconquista crowd, who I've been able to deprogram, and say, if Whitey's so evil and you're fighting the establishment, well, then why is the establishment going along with what you want? How important is that illusion, William Gein, that Hispanics want open borders when even in the polls the vast majority don't, but the media continues this illusion that's what they want?
Well, one thing about illusions, Alex, is they don't stand up to the truth if you keep repeating it over and over again. Smoke screens and aspersions fade, and that's what's happening right now in this country. People will call us nasty names and practice La Raza techniques to try and shut down the debate. But we've learned online and other places, the longer this debate goes, the louder it gets, the more the 90% of true Americans that stand with us notice the conflict and become involved. And to the Reconquistas or whatever, I have a message. You're going to lose. You're messing with Americans. You are messing with the greatest nation to ever exist on Earth, one of the lifeboats of the world, and our technologies and culture and political systems are the reasons there are 6.5 billion people on this planet right now. And we're a kind and generous people. We are a loving people. But we know when we're being exploited and when we're being abused, and that's about to end. That's about to end because about 10% or less of the population, if you count the lackeys of the elite corporations and liberals in the media and the minority of legal Hispanics that support illegal aliens, you're not going to prevail against 85-90% of the American citizenry. And it's on. And my best recommendation to the Reconquistas is to find a new vocation immediately to reassess your position.
Listen, we had our mayor, Gus Garcia, before he left office. I have this on video. I put it on TV. He had a proclamation of the supreme race, the God race, the space race of Hispanics. I mean, imagine if whites were having a God race thing on TV in Austin.
Well, it's tough enough to have to deal with illegal aliens, but dealing with illegal aliens, that's just, you know, that's quite a bit. And my grandfather and his brothers took care of the Nazis in the Ardennes Forest. And my great-grandfather was in World War One, and my great-great-grandfather's brother actually went looking for Pancho Villa with the U.S. Cavalry. It's now our time to defend our nation and our way of life. We've been told that in every conflict. We fight.
But, I mean, the mayor is saying that they are space alien god races. I have it on video. I'm sure you're aware of this bizarre nomenclature.
Well, it's very similar to the Nazi cult of fuel. And I'm just saying, we've dealt with Nazis before. We can deal with them again, even if they're Reconquista Nazis.
Fire out that website again.
www.alipac.us, A-L-I-P-A-C.us. We also have a toll-free number, which I don't recommend you call anytime today, which is 866. Call in the evening if you can, 866-329-3999.
Thank you.
Our tip.